Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I'm really excited because I'm going to start working out again. I'm an active guy. I mean, I live an active lifestyle, but I recognize I could be doing more. When I was younger, I did a lot of aerobic and weight training, and then I kind of dropped off on the weight training, and eventually I even dropped off on any formal aerobic type stuff. I used to do the elliptical trainer a lot and enjoyed it. My lifestyle now is active in the sense that I have a border collie. Her name is Edie, who has to run and run and run. So I'm out with her a lot every day after work, and it's awesome. So I'm active there. And then I play golf, and I know some of you are probably laughing right now, but I don't use a cart. And here in South Florida, walking 9 to 18 holes is, and listen, it's a good workout, I promise you. So stop laughing. But I do recognize that I'm just kind of getting a little doughy. I don't know how else to say. I mean, my weight's been pretty even. I haven't really gained any weight, clothes fit, but I just see it. I just feel it. I need to maybe tone up my muscles a little bit. I'm definitely not looking to build muscle or anything like that, but just to get back in the gym a little bit, improve my muscle mass some. I think now is the time to get started on that. So I'm excited. So for me personally, I wanted to, research some of the latest stuff out there. You know, proteins, amino acids. You know, what should I be doing to kind of help me get going, to facilitate some of that toning up of the muscle mass and losing some of the doughiness, if you will. So here's what I came up with: 5 natural workout supplements that I'm still debating if I'm going to do all 5. So I'm going to present these 5 to you, not in any particular order, and then maybe if I have some time at the end, I'll tell you what I think I'm going to do with all this. So this comes from lifeextension.com and bodybuilder.com. That's where I did most of the research. So the first one, I'm looking at creatine. Creatine's naturally in your body, in your muscle cells. A lot of cells will store creatine. It's used basically to promote lean muscle tissue. It helps muscle cells increase in size. What is known as muscle cell volume. It's used, I think, in most cases, maybe more post-workout, but according to bodybuilder.com, it really should just be part of a daily supplement regimen when you're trying to build up or at least tone muscle. And you can do, there's kind of like a dose of creatine around, say, 5 grams a day. That's kind of where, if I do this, is where I'm going to be for just kind of getting started. But then you can do higher doses, up to 10 grams. That's really for like a high intensity, you know, muscle performing workout. I'm definitely not doing that. I just want to look a little better, I guess, is what it comes down to. So maybe creatine, 5 grams a day, to improve my overall percent of muscle mass. So that's number one. Listen, all of these, especially the proteins, like creatine is a protein. Then I'm going to talk about whey protein. There's some other ones. Proteins are fine. Everybody, you know, they're safe to take. Just be careful if you have kidney issues with protein. The kidneys filter a lot of the proteins. And so if you have kidney issues and you overwhelm them with too much protein, it can kind of decrease the functioning of the kidneys a little bit. So just be careful there. Obviously, talk to your own doctor. I'm talking to myself because I am a doctor. I am my own. That's not true. I do have my own. I have doctors that I go to. A doctor should never take care of himself or herself. Okay, so that's creatine. So I might be doing that one. Okay, and the other one, number 2, is called beta-alanine. This is a non-essential amino acid, which means my body can make it, but it doesn't, from the research I've shown as I get older, the amount of beta-alanine that my body makes is not all that great. It's been shown to help with endurance. It improves what is called forced output, like when I'm lifting weights. It can reduce fatigue post-workout. And of course, in, you know, like all of these natural workout supplements, it improves body composition. And let's see, I wrote down the dose. By the way, beta-alanine works well with creatine, apparently. I didn't know that. A lot of bodybuilders, this came from bodybuilder.com, will combine the two, the creatine and the beta-alanine. But the dose is around 2 to 3 grams pre-workout. And that seems to be when most people take it. If you do have a recovery issue with muscle, you can do some beta-alanine post-workout. But I haven't worked out in a while, so I don't know if I have a post-workout problem. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a workout problem. So I think that I'll be doing, if I do decide to take the beta-alanine, I'll do it pre-workout. So that's the beta-alanine. Number three, whey protein. Now, whey protein has all kinds of benefits. I've talked about whey protein in the context of immunity, metabolism, obviously weight. I mean, you know, whey protein is really good for you. Whey protein, remember, broken up into smaller pieces, kind of like a modified whey peptides is what we call it. Great for blood pressure control. So I've talked about whey protein before. It comes from milk. It's one of the most used type of protein out there. Improves performance, improves lean muscle mass. What's nice about whey is you can do it in shakes, supplement form. It also, you know, a standard whey, if it's not overly filtered, will also have some calcium in with it, magnesium and other minerals, so that's kind of nice too. The dosing for whey, I mean, you know, it was all over the place on my research. It ranged anywhere from 5 grams to up to 40 grams. I think that 40 grams is way too much, because if you add all the other protein you're eating throughout the day, you might get a little bit of a protein overload there. So for me, maybe 5 grams of some whey every day, just to kind of improve overall protein intake as I go through my new workout regimen. So that's whey protein. Number four are the branched chain amino acids. Branched chain amino acids, BCAAs. What are these? Well, these are amino acids that have branches in them, meaning it has a long straight part that then there's a little branch, a little side chain that branches off from it. They are leucine, isoleucine, and valine. BCAAs make up about 30% of the skeletal muscle, like whey, you know, BCAAs just, you know, drive overall metabolism, help with muscle fatigue, muscle soreness, muscle recovery. So BCAAs have a lot of use, not just in, you know, in the bodybuilding and exercise industry, but even just in even chronic diseases. You know, BCAAs have been shown to maybe increase longevity, decreases the chance of a cancer patient, kind of wasting away. We call that cachexia. So BCAAs are used all over medicine, including exercise. So that's an opportunity there. They say the recommended dose is 3 to 5 grams upon waking, and 3 to 5 grams pre and post workout. Again, that seems like a lot to me. The last one is glutamine, number five. Glutamine is really great, I know, for like post workout. So if I'm going to be feeling sore, glutamine would be an amino acid I would take maybe for just helping with the soreness. So there you got five good supplements: creatine, beta alanine, they work together, whey, branch chain amino acids, and glutamine. So I personally think what I'm going to do, because I'm just looking to kind of tone up, not be so doughy, I'm going to go with the whey protein first. And maybe if I have some soreness, maybe branched chain amino acids and glutamine. That's, I think, going to be my plan. Well, there you go. Five natural workout supplements. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.